commanded us to be with the Sadiqeen, the people of trueness. So what is trueness? It is not something that relates only to words and speech. But it actually spreads out into one's actions and states.
قال في تعريفه وهو اجتماع الجميع هو الظاهر والباطن على الأمر.
The author said in his definition of صدق that trueness is to unify the entirety of one's powers outwardly and inwardly on a particular matter.
فالصادق في كل أمر يجتمع جميع قوى الظاهر والباطن على ذلك الأمر فيتقنه ويحسنه ويأتي به على الوجه الأتم إخلاصا وإتقانا.
So the person who is true gathers the entirety of their power inwardly and outwardly on that one objective in order to accomplish it with ihsan and with excellence, doing so out of sincerity for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وذلك يقتضي الإتقان ببذل الوسع وشهود المنة للرحمن بنفي العجب.
This requires that one do so with perfection to the utmost of their ability while rejecting vanity عجب by witnessing that it is but a grace from the most merciful.
فكما أن المخلص لا رياء له فالصدق لا عجب فالصادق لا عجب له.
And just as a sincere person who has the ikhlas has no ostentation riya, a person of siddiq has no vanity.
والرياء هو قصد الخلق بشيء من الطاعات وأي غرض غير القرب من الله خفي ودقيق ولكن العجب أخفى من الرياء.
And that رياء, ostentation, is doing something of the acts that should bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for other than Allah, doing it with an intention for other than Allah. And it is extremely subtle and difficult to detect. And ujub, vanity, is even more subtle than that.
وَلَا يَكُونُ صَادِقًا مَنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ مُخْلِصًا.
And a person who is not sincere cannot be true.
فَالْإِخْلَاصُ وَاحِدٌ مِنْ شُؤُونِ الْإِتْقَانِ فِي الْعَمَلِ.
Because sincerity is one of the conditions to perform an action with perfection.
والإحسان والإتقان في العمل من شؤون الصدق مع شهود المنة للرب.
And performing actions with excellence is one of the ways of the people of trueness while simultaneously witnessing it as a grace from the Lord.
قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين.
Allah the Exalted says, O you who believe, be mindful of Allah and be with those who are voraciously true, the people of trueness.
ومن لطيف كرمه تدرج سبحانه وتعالى بنا في الأمر ويسره علينا فلم يقول مباشرة وكونوا من الصادقين ولكن وكونوا مع الصادقين فإذا كنا معهم واخترناهم على من سواهم سرت سراية صدقه إلينا.
And out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's gentleness and generosity with us, He gave us a way of attaining that through degrees, and He did not say to us and command us, O you who believe, be of the Sadiqeen. Rather, He said, O you who believe, be with those who are of the Sadiqeen. And if a person chooses them and their company over the company of others, then the trueness that's in their heart begins to flow into others around
them.
Because the reality and the degrees of sidq are great and immense, and one does not attain them except after an immense mujahada and striving.
ولكن إذا كنا مع الصادقين تيسر السبيل إلى ارتقاء تلك الدرجات.
But if we are with the صادقين, then it becomes easier for us to ascend in its degrees.
ومن كان مع الصادقين انصرف فكره إلى ذكر أخبارهم وشؤونهم.
And if a person is with the Sadiqeen, then their thoughts and their reflections begin to focus on their states and their characteristics.
ولا يكون مع الصادقين من كان يشغل فكره أو نظره أو سمعه بكلام أهل الغفلة وبصورهم وبما لا يعنيه من شؤونهم.
And a person is not of those who are with the Sadiqeen if their thoughts and their eyes and their eyesight and their hearing is busy with the thoughts of those who are of the heedless. If a person is in that case, then they are not truly with the Sadiqeen.
ومن كان يقضي الوقت الطويل في تتبع برامج أهل الغفلة وأهل الزيغ وأهل الفساد فهو مع الكاذبين وليس مع الصادقين.
And if a person spends an extended amount of time following the programs of people of heedlessness and people of corruption and people of disbelief, then they are of the liars and not of the truth.
ومن الصادقين الذين نص القرآن على أنهم من الصادقين وأمرنا أن نكون معهم ساداتنا المهاجرون الأولون.
And of the people who are of the Sadiqeen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to be with and mentioned them in the Quran are our masters, the muhajirun, the migrants.
قال تعالى للفقراء المهاجرين الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم وأموالهم يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا.
Allah says in the Quran, and the migrants who left their homes and left their wealth seeking the bounty of Allah.
وَيَنْصُرُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ.
And that they give victory to Allah and His Messenger.
أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ.
Those are the voraciously true, the صادقون.
ثُمَّ فِي مَنْ بَعْدَهُمْ قَدْ وَصَفَهُمْ لَنَا لِنَهْتَدِيَ إِلَيْهِمْ بقوله تعالى والذين ترجم لهم.
And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us of those who come after them that we should also be with. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and those who come after them.
بقوله تعالى إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا وجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله أولئك هم الصادقون.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and those who believe in Allah and His Messenger, and they do not have any doubts, those are the people who are true.
سيد الصادقين نبينا محمد.
And the master of all the people of trueness is our Prophet Muhammad. And he is the one who brought being true to us from Allah the Exalted. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, and the one who came with trueness and believed in him and was true with him, which is an indication of towards Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Those are the people of righteousness and piety, and they have whatever they want with their Lord. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes us with the people of trueness.
أن يجعلوا في ديارهم وبين أهلهم وأولادهم ذكر الصحابة وذكر التابعين وذكر الأولياء لأجل أن يتهيأ البيت والأسرة أن يكونوا مع الصادقين.
And we find in the people of the past that they would always have in their homes and with their families the mention of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the companions and the tabi'een and the awliya, so that their homes could be places that are connected to the sadiqeen.
فَيَعِيشُ رِجَالُهُمْ وَنِسَاؤُهُمْ وَأَطْفَالُهُمْ مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ فِكْرًا وَتَصَوُّرًا وَذِكْرًا.
And so that they become men and women and children altogether, they are busied and their thoughts are always around the qualities of the Sadiqeen, preparing themselves to be like them. And Allah the Exalted says, this is a day when the truthful will benefit from their truthfulness.
وقال الله تعالى إن المتقين في جنات ونهار في مقعد صدق عند مليك مقتدر.
And Allah the Exalted also says the righteous will live securely among gardens and rivers in the station of trueness in the presence of an all-powerful sovereign.
ولا يصل إلى مقعد صدق من لم يكن صادقا.
And a person does not attain the station of trueness if they are not true themselves.
فمطابقة القول للخبر بالواقع الواقع صدق.
So when a person's speech coincides with reality, then that is what is considered being true or truthful.
ومطابقة الحال والوجدان للفعل صدق.
The consistency between a person's state and their experience with their actions is also a form of sidq.
فالقائم في الصلاة إن كان حال باطنه ووجدانه أنه واقف بين يدي رب العالمين فهو صادق في القيام.
So if a person is praying and their internal state and their experience coincides with their is experiencing that they are standing before Allah and in His presence, then they are in a state of
trueness.
And if a person is standing in prayer and their thoughts are going left and right, then they are not true in their prayer.
وَإِذَا قَالَ فِي قِيَامِهِ وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِي لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فإن كان قلبه متوجه بكلية إلى الله فهو صادق في هذا القول.
And if a person, when they begin the prayer, they say, I turn my entirety, the entirety of my being to Allah, the originator of the heavens and the earth, and their heart is fully present with Allah in that moment, then they are true.
فإن كان حين نطق بذلك وقلبه مشغول بغير الله فهو كاذب فيما يقول.
But if a person, when they say that, their heart is busy with other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that moment, then they are lying.
وَكَذَلِكَ فِي قَوْلِهِ إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ.
And similarly, in the verse of the Quran, when they are saying, You alone we worship, and you alone we seek assistance from.
بل في قوله الحمد لله رب العالمين إن كان القلب مستشعرا عظيم فضل الله ونعمته فهو صادق.
And even in the verse that precedes, when Allah when saying Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, all praise belongs to Allah, Lord of the worlds, if their heart is experiencing and witnessing the immenseness of Allah's blessings, then they are true.
وإن كان يحمل في قلبه الجزع والتبرم والضجر من شؤونه وأحواله ثم يقول الحمد لله ما يستشعر النعمة فهو غير صادق.
But if a person's heart is full of distress and discomfort and being, you know, anxious in that moment, and is not aware of the immense blessings that Allah has given them, then when they say that in their moment, they are not true.
فَإِذَا رَكَعَ فَإِنْ كَانَ قَلْبُهُ مُتَذَلِّلًا خَاضِعًا لِلَّهِ فَهُوَ صَادِقٌ فِي الرُّكُوعِ.
And when a person goes into rukur in the bowing position, if their heart is humbled and brought down lowly before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they are true in their rukur.
وَكَذَلِكَ إِذَا سَجَدَ فَإِنْ كَانَ مُتَذَلِّلَ الْقَلْبِ خَاضِعًا لِلْرَبِّ فَهُوَ صَادِقٌ فِي سُجُودِهِ.
And as well in sujood, if a person goes down into sujood and their heart is humbled and broken before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they are true in their sujood.
وَإِنْ كَانَ فِي حَالِ السُّجُودِ مُسْتَشْعِرًا فِي قَلْبِهِ وَاعْتِقَادِهِ أَنَّهُ خَيْرٌ الَّذِي عَنْ يَمِينِهِ أَوْ خَيْرٌ الَّذِي عَنْ شِمَالِهِ فَلَيْسَ صَادِقًا فِي السُّجُودِ.
But if a person, while they're in sujood, they think that they're better than the person who's to their right, or that they're better than the person who's to their left, then they are not true in their sujood.
وَإِنْ كَانَ عَلَىٰ وُجْهَةٍ لَا يَخْضَعُ فِيهَا لِلشَّهَوَاتِ وَلَا لِأَيِّ دَاعٍ يَدْعُوهُ إِلَىٰ مُخَالَفَةَ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ فَهُوَ صَادِقٌ فِي سُجُودِهِ.
And if a person in their sujood is trying to fight and go against any thought or any feeling that goes against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they are true in their sujood.
وَإِنْ كَانَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ يُظْهِرُ السُّجُودَ كَانَ يُظْهِرُ السُّجُودَ بِوَضْعِ جَبْهَتِهِ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ ثم بعد ذلك يقدم أي شهوة وأي وسوسة على أمر الله ويخضع للشهوات وسوسة الشيطان دون الخضوع لله فهو غير صادق في السجود.
But if a person's forehead is on the ground and they actually give precedence to any of the lowly desires or any of those things that contradict the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they are not, since they are not true in their sujood.
وَإِنَّمَا كَانَتِ الصَّلَاةُ عِمَادُ الدِّينِ لِأَنَّ فِيهَا الْإِعْتِرَافَ بِالتَّذَلُّلِ وَالْخُضُوعِ لِلَّهِ وَوَضْعِ أَشْرَفِ الْأَعْضَاءِ وَهِيَ الْجَبْهَةُ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مَمَرَّ الْأَقْدَامِ إِعْلَانًا لِلْخُضُوعِ لِلرَّحْمَنِ.
And the salah, the prayer, is considered the pillar of the religion for what it contains of humility and humbleness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person puts the most honorable part of their body, which is their forehead, on the ground out of lowliness and humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the closest a servant is to their Lord is at the time of sujood.
وقال الله تعالى إن المتقين في جنات ونهر وقال تعالى وبشر المؤمن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أن لهم قدم صدق عند ربهم.
And Allah the Exalted says, and give glad tidings to those who believe that they are on a footing of trueness with their Lord.
وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم إن الصدق يهدي للبر وإن البر يهدي للجنة.
And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, truthfulness leads to righteousness, and righteousness leads to paradise. And a person continues to be truthful until he is recorded with Allah as a siddiq.
رواه أحمد البخاري ومسلم والترمذي وابن حبان عن ابن مسعود.
This is narrated by Ahmad al-Bukhari and Muslim and al-Tirmidhi and Ibn Hibban on the authority of Ibn Mas'ud.
ثم إن الذي يطلب الصدق مهما أحس بضعفه في أي جانب من جوانب العمل والأحوال مهما أحس بضعفه في الصدق فلا يترك العمل من أجل الضعف في الصدق ولكن يحرص على العمل ويحرص على أن يتمكن في الصدق.
And if a person feels that they have shortcomings in their trueness and they are not true in their actions, then they should not leave aside any acts of obedience. Rather, they should establish those acts of obedience and strive to be true in them.
لِأَنَّ مِنْ وَسَائِلِ الشَّيْطَانِ أَنْ يُوَسْوِسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ وَيَقُولْ أَنْتَ غَيْرُ صَادِقٍ فِي الْعَمَلِ فَاتْرُكُهُ فَيَتْرُكَ الْأَعْمَالَ الصَّالِحَةَ أَنْتَ غَيْرُ صَادِقٍ فِي هَذِهِ الْأَوْصَافِ فَاتْرُكَهَا فَيَتْرُكَ الْأَوْصَافَ الصَّالِحَةَ فَيَحْصُلُ مُرَادُ الشَّيْطَانِ مِنْ قَطْعِهِ عَنِ الصَّالِحَاتِ.
And one of the whisperings of the devil is that he comes to a person and says to them, you're not true in this action, so why are you even doing it? You should just leave it all together. Or he will come regarding certain praiseworthy characteristics and say, you are not true in these characteristics, so leave them aside and don't even do them because you're not true in them. So then if a person listens and leaves doing those actions, or trying to have those praiseworthy qualities, then the goal and the outcome that the shaytan wants is then secured.
قال الإمام الحارث المحاسبي في رسالة المسترشدين وعلم أن العاقل لما صح علمه وثبت يقينه علم أن لا يلجئ من ربه إلا الصدق.
And Imam al-Hafiz al-Muhasibi says in Risalat al-Mustarshidin, know that because a rational person, an intelligent person, has sound knowledge and firm certainty, he knows that nothing will save him from his Lord except trueness,
sidq.
Therefore, he exerts himself in seeking it and searching for the characteristics of his people.
رغبةً في أن يحيا قبل مماته ليستعد لدار الخلود بعد وفاته.
Out of a desire to find life before his death and in preparation for the eternal abode after his passing.
يعني أن يحيا قلبه وروحه قبل مماته بخروج الروح من الجسد.
Meaning that he brings his heart to life and his soul before his body passes away and dies.
كما قال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله ولرسوله إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم.
As Allah the Exalted says, O you who believe, respond to the call of Allah and His Messenger when He invites you to that which gives you life.
وكما قال تعالى من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة.
And as Allah the Exalted has also said, whoever does a righteous action, a male or female, then we will truly give them a good life.
فذكر علامة الصدق فقال رضي الله عنه فباع ماله ونفسه من ربه حيث سمعه يقول إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة.
He thus sells his wealth and soul for his Lord after having heard him say, Allah has purchased the souls and possessions of the believers in return for the garden.
ولما نزلت هذه الآيات على سيدنا الصحابة رضي الله عنهم وختم الله بقوله سبحانه وتعالى فاستبشروا ببيعكم الذي بايعتم به قالوا ربح البيع فلا نقيل ولا نستقيل.
And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses and then concluded them saying to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, so receive the glad tidings and the news with what you have purchased, then the Sahaba, when they received this verse from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have said, this is the most profitable transaction.
Allahumma shuruk bina fi sabilihim.
We ask you, O Allah, to make us follow in their path. And that you grant us excellence in following them and in resembling them.
قال الإمام القشيري في رسالته والصدق عماد الأمر وبه تمام وفيه نظام.
Imam al-Qushayri says in his Risala, trueness is the pillar of the spiritual affair, and by it, it is completed. And they say that the lowest degree of trueness is that the inward and outward be in harmony. And that which is apparent does not contradict that which is hidden.
واستواء السريرة والعلانية هو أول قدم في طريق المعرفة الخاص.
And the harmony and the trueness of the outward and the inward and having that be true with one another is the first step that is then taken on the path of knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, معرفة.
كما أن أول قدم في سلوك الطريق العام بالتوبة عن الذنوب فأول قدم في طريق المعرفة الخاصة بالله استواء السريرة والعلانية.
And just as the first step that is taken on the general path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tawbah, is repentance, the first step that is taken on the path of elect gnosis, معرفة خاصة, is that the outward and the inward be equal.
وقد قالوا لا يكون صوفي صوفيا حتى يكون بحيث لو أنهم طافوا بجميع ما في باطنه على قبر ظاهر في السوق لم يستحي من ظهور شيء منه.
And they say that a person is not truly a Sufi until if they took everything out that was hidden inside of them, and if they put it on a platter and they took it through the marketplace, that and people were to see everything that was inside of that person, they would not be a true Sufi until all of those things, there would be nothing among those things that they would be ashamed of. By the fact that they do not have anything internally within them except that it is good. And he narrates through his chain of transmission to Sahal ibn Abdullah that he said, a servant who is deceitful to himself or others will never smell the fragrance of trueness. Due to their trueness being true, they accepted the counsel of anyone who counseled them, old or young, and they were very happy to receive it.
ولما راجعت سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب امرأة في مسألة قرر فيها قرارا واستدلت له بآيات وقف فقال أصابت امرأة وأخطأ عمر رجعنا عن قرارنا.
And when a woman responded to Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab after he had taken a decision to establish something, she responded to him, disagreeing with him, and she brought a proof from the Qur'an for her position. When that occurred, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab said, a woman was correct and Umar was mistaken. So these are the signs of trueness. They even benefited from the words of those who hated them and were hostile towards them. And one of them said, the most beloved person to me is the one who gifts me my flaws. And it is said that that statement is from Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab.
وَلِصِدْقِهِمْ يَفْرَحَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِإِقْبَالِ النَّاسِ عَلَى غَيْرِهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَنْ لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ فِي دِينِهِمْ.
And due to their trueness, it would please them when people turn to other than them, as long as the person they turned to was not harmful to them in their religion.
وَفَرِحُوا بِظُهُورِ الْخَيْرِ عَلَى يَدِ أَيِّ أَحَدٍ.
And it would please them, they would be very happy when good came about at the hands of others.
وَصِرَافِ النَّاسِ عَنْهُمْ إِلَيْهِ مَا دَامَ يَنْفَعُهُمْ.
Making people turn away from them as long as those people were benefiting. And they say that a servant is never true with Allah if they desire to be known. And they've also said that a servant is not true with Allah if they want fame among people. And the fifth trait is humility of the heart. Allah the Exalted said to His beloved Muhammad, the master of all humble people, and He is the most noble of creation. And lower your wings over the believers. And the Prophet ﷺ said, an angel whose body was the size of the Kaaba came to me. And said, you can choose to either be a king prophet or a servant prophet. So Jibreel gestured for me to show humility for Allah. So I said, I would prefer to be a servant prophet. So my Lord praised me for this. So the angel said, you are the first for whom the earth will split in resurrection, and you will be the first intercessor, Shafir.
Ahmad ibn Bazal bin Riyad al-Sahih wa Abu Ya'la bin Hurayra wa Rawah ibn Asakir an Aisha.
And this is narrated by Ahmad al-Bazzar with an authentic transmission. And Abu Ya'la on the authority of Abu Hurairah. It's also narrated by Ibn Arzakir on the authority of Aisha.
Al-Hadithu Sahih.
So it is an authentic hadith.
وَنَبِيُّنَا سَيِّدُ الْمُتَوَضِعِينَ.
And our Prophet is the master of the humble.
فَلَا أَعْرَفَ بِاللَّهِ مِنُهُ فَلَا أَعْظَمْ تَوَاضِعًا فِي الْخَلْقِ مِنْهُ.
There is no one who has more knowledge of Allah than him, so there is no one who is more humble to the greatness of Allah than him.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من آدمي إذا فراشه حكمة بيد ملك.
He also said صلى الله عليه وسلم, the mind of every human being contains wisdom that is guided by an angel.
فإذا توضع رفعه الله.
So if he is humble, Allah elevates him.
وإن ارتفع ذمعه الله.
But if he becomes haughty, Allah suppresses him.
والكبرياء رداء الله.
And pride is the garment of Allah.
فمن نازع الله ذمعه.
So whoever challenges Allah over it is suppressed by him.
رواه الطبراني عن ابن عباس قال ليس من إسناده حسن.
It's narrated by Al-Tabarani on the authority of Ibn Abbas, and Al-Haythami said it is a sound chain.
ولما قرئ قوله تعالى تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا على الشيخ عبد الله بن محمد بن عباد تلميذ الفقيه المجدد وكان تحته حصير من خوص النخل فنزع الحصير من تحته وجلس على الأرض وقال أخشى أن يكون هذا من العلو في الأرض.
When hearing the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that says that we will make the abode of the next life for those who do not have any haughtiness and are not above others in the life of this world, when this verse was recited to Shaykh Abdullah bin Muhammad Ba'abad, a student of Sayyidina Faqih al-Muqaddam, he was sitting on a mat made of palm fiber. So when he heard this verse, he took the mat out from underneath him and he said, I have fear that this is being above something in this world and being haughty, so I'll just sit only on the ground and not even on the mat.
جهدوا في العلو في الأرض فرفعوا في السماء وفي الأرض ويوم العرض وفي الجنة.
They were detached from being above others in the life of this world, so they were elevated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heavenly realm and in the hereafter and in paradise.
فتركوا حقيرا يسيرا وعرضوا عظيما كبيرا.
So they left something that is lowly and worthless for something that is great and valuable and immense.
وقال ابن مسعود بن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه لا يدرى احد حقيقه الايمان حتى يحل بذروته ولا يحل بذروته حتى يكون الفقر احب اليه من الغنى والتواضع احب اليه من الشرف وحتى يكون حامده ودامه عنده سواء.
And عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه said, a servant does not attain the reality of faith until he reaches its peak. And he cannot reach its peak until poverty is more beloved to him than wealth, humility is more beloved to him than eminence, and until those who praise him and those who disparage him are equal in his eyes.
لَكَ فَسَّرْهَا أَصْحَابُ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ قَالُوا حَبْتَكُونَ الْفَقْرُ فِي الْحَلَالِ لَحَبِلَيْهِ مِنَ الْغِنَى فِي الْحَرَامِ.
So then the companions of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud interpreted his statement by saying, until poverty that is within the halal, what is lawful, is more beloved to him than having wealth that is forbidden, haram.
وَحَتَّى يَكُونَ التَّوَاضُعُ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ حَبِلٍ مِنَ الشَّرَفِ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ.
And that humility in the obedience of Allah is more beloved to him than eminence in the disobedience of Allah.
وَحَتَّى يَكُونَ حَامِدُهُ وَذَامُهُ فِي الْحَقِّ سَوَاءٌ. رواه أحمد.
And such that those who praise him or disparage him with truth are equal in his eyes. And this is narrated by Imam Ahmad.
وقالت عائشة رضي الله عنها إنكم تغفلون عن أفضل العبادة التواضع. رواه أحمد في الزهد.
And it is عائشة رضي الله عنها said, you are neglectful of the best kind of worship, humility. And that's narrated by Imam Ahmed in the chapter on Zuhud detachment.
وروي فيه أيضا عبد المسعود أن من رأس التواضع أن ترضى بالدنيا من المجلس وأن تبدأ بالسلام من لقيت.
And it is also narrated by Ahmad that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, it is from the pinnacle of humility to be content with a lesser place in a gathering and to initiate the salam with those that you meet.
وكان هذا عمل سيدنا رسول الله يبدأ من لقيه بالسلام فيسبقهم قبل أن يسلم عليه يسلم عليهم من كل صغير وكبير وأحمر وأبيض وأسود.
And this was the practice of our master, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that he would always be the first to initiate the salam with anyone that he met, whether they were young or old or red or black or white, he would always be the first to initiate the salam with them.
وَمِنْ مَظَاهِرِ تَوَاضُعِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ ابْتِسَامُهُ فِي وُجُوهِ أَصْحَابِهِ.
And of the signs or of the manifestations of his humility is that he would always smile in the face of his companions. Such that some of the Sahaba said, we never saw anyone smile more than the Messenger of Allah.
بل سيدنا جرير بن عبد الله البجلي ما رعاني الفصل منذ أسلمت إلا تبسم في وجهي.
And سيدنا جرير بن عبد الله البجلي, he said, I never saw the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم from the time that I became Muslim except that he smiled at me.
وعن الحسن قال أي شيء من التواضع يا أبا سعيد.
And Al-Hasan was asked, O Abu Sa'id, what is humility? He said, is that a person leaves their home while believing that every Muslim they meet is better than himself? And Imam Al-Harith Al-Muhasibi said in his book, Adab Al-Nufus,
فَمَنْ عَالَجَ نَفْيَ الْعِزِّ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ.
Whoever is able to deal with pride by rejecting it, in other words, by rejecting how it calls a person to be haughty and act like they're above others, so if a person is able to deal with that and reject it with the aid of Allah's enabling grace, it then becomes easy for him to traverse the path of love of Allah, the glorious and majestic, and the route of faith, and the way of uprightness, and the stations of the righteous. It then becomes easy for him to attain trueness in his actions. And then his soul becomes content and comfortable with lowliness and humility. And the path of justice becomes dear to that person. And all of that becomes accessible and available for this person after they reject the illusion of pride. And this is because he cannot truly love for other people what he loves for himself while pride remains within him. He cannot suppress his anger while pride remains within him. In other words, being haughty and above others. He cannot accept the truth while pride remains within him. He cannot consistently keep to trueness, صدق, while pride remains within him. He cannot refrain from envy while pride remains within him. He cannot refrain from enmity while pride remains within him. He cannot leave sin while pride remains within him. He cannot have a sound heart while pride remains within him. And he cannot have sincere concern while pride remains within him. And he cannot refrain from looking at others with scorn while pride remains within him. So how plentiful are its harms and how great its corruption is. Yet how heedless are people of it. And then he said, if a man prays the morning prayer, i.e. Salat al-Fajr.
ثُمَّ أَقْبَلَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ وَأَصَلَ خَصْلَةً مِنْ خِصَالِ الْعِجْلِ لَيْسَ الْعِجْلِ كُلُّ وَلَكِنْ خَصْلَ مِنْ خِصَالِ الْعِجْلِ نَفَاهَا عَنْ قَلْبِ.
And then he turns to himself inwardly to rectify one characteristic related to pride. Not all of pride, but even just one characteristic of it, he focuses on it and tries to rid himself of it.
بَلْ وَآخَرْ أَنْ رَجُلْ آخَرْ تَصَدَّقْ بِوَزِي نَفْسِهِ ذَهَبًا على أكباد جارية من وجه طيب ولكن في قلبي العز لكان الأول أغبط.
And another person, compare this man to another person who happily donates the equivalent of his weight in gold in charity to hungry souls. The first man would be more meritorious.
وكانت النعمة عليه أكبر.
And his blessing would be greater.
والشكر عليه أكثر عند أهل المعرفة والعلم.
And the laudation of his actions by the people of Gnosis and knowledge would be more abundant.
فَكَيْفَ إِذَا أَصْبَحَ وَهُوَ لَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ هِمَّةٌ إِلَّا الْعِنَايَةُ بِالْعِزِّ لِنَفْسِهِ لِتَجْرِبَتِهِ هُوَ مَعْرِفَتِهِ لَهُ.
So what then if, when a person, a man awakens, his only concern is to maintain his pride due to his experience and intimacy with him.
فَهَذَا هِمَّتُهُ أَنْ يُقَوِّيَ اعْتِزَازَهُ وَتَعَالِيهِ.
So this man, his concern is to strengthen his pride and his
status.
Whereas another man awakens and his only love and concern is to expunge pride from his heart
nafsi
and to be humble and humble the nafsi
tajribati li nur at-tawabu' wa ma'rifati bi fawaidi.
And he does so because of his experience of the radiance of humbleness and his knowledge of its benefits.
فَمَا أَشَدَّ بُعْدَ الْأَوَّلْ عَنِ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَعْظَمْ قُرْبَ الثَّانِي مِنْ
اللَّهِ. So how severe is the distance of the first man from Allah and how intense is the nearness of the second man to Allah.
فَهَنِيئًا لِمَنْ شُغْلُهُ مِثْلُ شُغْلِهِ.
So fortunate is the one whose work is like his work.
فَمَا أَنْفَعَهُ مِنْ شُغْلِهِ.
It is a great benefit.
وَأَرْضَاهُ عِنْدَ مَلِيكِهِ.
And it is more pleasing to his Lord.
وَأَرْوَحَهُ لِقَلْبِهِ.
And it brings more comfort to the heart.
لِأَنَّهُ اشْتَغَلَ بِتَحْقِيقِ الْعُبُودِيَّةِ لِلَّهِ.
Because this person busied himself with actualizing his servitude to Allah.
تَعْظِيمُ الْرُبُوبِيَّةِ وَالْأُلُوهِيَّةِ.
And having reverence for the Lordship and the Divine.
وَأَعْطَاكَ مَثَلًا.
And he gives you then an example. Now reflect on two men who were both commanded to have عبودية servitude. So one of them, he desires to make himself a servant as he was commanded. While the other man desires to make himself a king. Which of these two is more deserving of a reward from their master? And which of them is deserving of painful punishment?
ثم قال ولا أكثر عليك من صفاتي فروعي دوائي يعني العز.
And he then said, I will not burden you with the many branches of its treatments, i.e. of pride.
فتملى وتعرف.
In case you become bored and turn away.
لكن أدلك على الأصل الذي إذا عليته أتى على الأغصان كلها.
Rather, I will inform you of its root cause, such that if you treat it, all other branches will be
dulled.
And this is to despair of all created beings and from thinking that they can harm or benefit, give or deprive, or bring life or death. Or bring life or death. Establish this in your heart. For it is the foundational principle. And it is the essence of the matter and its pinnacle. Removing any hope in created beings. And despairing of them. And having hope in Allah.
فإن كنت مريدا صادقا تحب النظر في عواقب الأمور فأغلق على نفسك باب الطمع وافتح لها باب الياس.
So if you are a true seeker, a true murid that desires to know the true worth of things, then close the door of greed on your nafs and open for it the door of despair.
وانفرد بذلك بإرادتك كلها.
Make this the singular focus of your determination. And devote yourself exclusively to it like a person who has no need in this world other than this one thing. Have true resolve in giving yourself to Allah for the rest of your life. If you see Him as deserving of that, glorious and exalted, is Allah deserving that you give yourself entirely to Him? And otherwise you will then give yourself to some desire or give yourself to one of the shayateen. Who is more deserving of giving yourself to? And who has more right than Allah than to give yourself to them? He has already honored you by buying it from you. And He has given you it the price of paradise. So if you sell it to someone else, what are they going to give you? What are you going to get beyond that? He has no need for any of the creatures of the heavens and the earth, yet how intense their need is of Him. And the Prophet ﷺ said, part of being humble for Allah is to be content with a lesser position and a gathering. And he ﷺ also said, truly I am a servant, I eat as a servant eats, and sit as a servant sits, or as a slave sits. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is enough evil for a person to commit that he despises Muslim brother. Imam al-Ghazali states in the Ihya, whatever has been transmitted of his state, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a summary of the entirety of the characteristics of the humble. So whoever seeks humility should take the Prophet as his guide. And whoever thinks he is above his station, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and is not content with what he was content with, then how severe is this person's ignorance? He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was the greatest of Allah's creation in rank, both in the world and in religion. So there is no honor nor elevation except in following Him. So there is no honor nor elevation except in following Him. So there is no honor nor elevation except in following Him. That is the reality. And everything else is illusion. May Allah grant us excellence in following Him. And grant us His character traits. And grant us His adab. And grant us excellence in following Him. And make our feet firm on following His path. And may He fill our hearts with His love. And may He grant us reverence of Him for Allah's sake. May Allah rectify all of our affairs.
Allahumma salli wa barik alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi al-Fatiha.